And KVGC News Time, 8 minutes after the hour. Well, the National Weather Service has issued a red flag warning for the northeastern border of the Sierra Nevada. Although the Amador El Dorado CAL FIRE unit is not currently under this red flag warning, they are committed to provide full fire response in the event of a wildland fire. Now, as a result, the Amoruso Vegetation Management burn in the Fiddletown area scheduled for today has been canceled until further notice. Last night, Amador County fire units were dispatched to a reported vegetation fire on Hinton Road in the Pioneer area. When crews arrived on scene just before 7 o'clock, a small grass fire had extended into an outbuilding. Firefighters were able to quickly knock down the fire in the outbuilding, resulting in only minor damage, while the grass fire was stopped at a 100 by 100-foot spot. Crews remained on scene for about 2 hours with mop-up operations. The cause of the fire, under investigation. And traffic on Highway 49 between Highway 16 and Drytown was slowed for about an hour yesterday while crews attended to an injured driver. According to the CHP, just before 11 o'clock, a vehicle was traveling southbound on Highway 49 south of 16. According to witness accounts, the vehicle accelerated rapidly and lost control. The vehicle traveled down the west embankment of Highway 49 and overturned. The driver, the only occupant of the vehicle, was airlifted with major injuries. And the Amador County Board of Supervisors worked on a wide range of issues during their meeting yesterday. The board appointed a special ad hoc committee to work on new legislative proposals. The board agreed to work on a new county ordinance that would require property owners to make their properties fire-resistant by cleaning potential fuels. This new law was proposed by the Amador Fire Safe Council and would be similar to an ordinance already adopted in El Dorado County. The board also appointed a committee of two supervisors to study a new 0.5% sales tax to fund road repairs. Termed a self-help tax, the measure would raise an estimated $3 million a year and would help qualify the county for matching state funds for additional repair projects. Such a new tax would require voter approval. The board also received a report on counting the homeless population in the county. The count conducted in January by the Amador-Tuolumne Community Action Agency found 214 individuals, including 20 under the age of 18. The count also showed that 167 requests for services at Amador County shelters were denied in that year. And finally, there was little prospect for opening of Upper Shake Ridge Road full-time this year, but the board did approve $10,000 for emergency repairs and will work towards making that road passable in case of an emergency such as wildfire. Now, it is open for emergency vehicles only one way, but this would make it open to the public as well in the event of an emergency. And Calaveras County fire crews stopped a vehicle fire that spread to about an acre of vegetation off Highway 49 in the area of Lombardi Drive near Golpan Court early yesterday morning. There were no reports of any structures damaged. There was no one in the vehicle when the first responders arrived. The vehicle fire was first reported about 4:45, with the fire stopped at about 5:30. The incident is under investigation. And over the past week, the Amador Sheriff's Office has received a number of calls from county residents, again reporting Social Security and IRS phone scams. Now, here are three tips to protect yourself. Understand the threats. Fraudsters use several forms of impersonation, advanced fee, and phishing scams. Exercise caution. In general, no government agency or reputable company will call or email you unexpectedly and request your personal information or request advance fees for service in, advance. Secure your information. Store your Social Security card. Never carry it with you. And shred documents that may have personal information, such as Social Security numbers and banking information. And, important, report scams. You can report suspicious activity to the IRS, to the Social Security Administration, and, of course, local authorities. These scam artists are going to great lengths to trick you out of your personal information or money. So be prepared. And be prepared. The city of Jackson continues smoke testing parts of the city's sewer collection system again today. If you were with us yesterday, just before 9 o'clock, crews were dispatched to a reported residential structure fire on Broadway in Jackson. When they arrived, no fire was visible, but they could see light smoke coming from the attic area and roof of the home. Further investigation revealed it was smoke from leaky sewer pipes in the home. That's a look at local news on a Gold Country Wednesday morning. Supervisor Forrester will be along at 8:30 again with an update on yesterday's board meeting. Our local news sponsored today by Howard's Body Shop, Volcano Communications, and Homestead Mortgage. Remember, for the latest news, traffic, and weather 24 hours a day, to visit our website at kvgcradio.com. From the KVGC News Center, I'm Jim Geedy.